Title: Fake Out Build Techniques for Dark Rollers Intermediate. Intro: Hey, welcome. Today we're going to build believable, spine-tingling fake out builds for dark rollers inside Ableton Live. If you produce drum and bass or jungle, fake outs are one of the best tools you have to shape expectation and make the real drop hit harder. This is an Ableton-focused, practical lesson. I'll call out devices, parameter ranges, tempo and grid settings, and concrete arrangement moves you can drop straight into your project. We're aiming for tense, nasty, and musical. Let's go. Lesson overview. First, the end goal. You'll create a short reusable fake out section, roughly 4 to 8 bars, at 170 to 175 BPM. In this session, we'll assume 174 BPM. The fake out will include a rising noise or synth riser with pitch and filter automation, a chopped and rolled breakbeat that teases a drop then collapses, snare and hi-hat rolls that ratchet tension, and a micro drop or silence moment, where everything cuts out or flips to a minimal element. We'll also build macro controls, so you can tweak tension in real time. Project assumptions. You'll need Ableton Live 10 or 11 or higher. I'll use stock devices only. Drum rack, simpler or sampler, wave eatable optionally, auto filter, EQ 8, saturator, glue compressor, compressor for sidechain, beat repeat, redux, grain delay, utility, gate, and LFO if you have Max for Live. Basic drum and bass elements and a rough arrangement already exist in your project. Step-by-step walkthrough, prep and structure. Step 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Create an arrangement marker at the bar where you want the fakeout to begin and label it fakeout start. Duplicate your 8-bar section that leads to the drop into a new lane. Work non-destructively. Create a group called fakeout and add 5 tracks inside it. Drums with a drum rack of breakbeat cells, riser with simpler or wave-eatable plus noise, perk rolls as a blank MIDI track running drum rack elements for snare and hats, a general effects track for reverse impacts and cymbals, and an FX send/return set for reverb and delay treatments. Build the riser chain, noise, pitch, texture. Start the riser track with simplers loaded with white noise or a filtered noise sample. Put simpler into classic mode and enable its filter. Chain devices on the riser in this order: EQ 8 first, with a high pass below 200 Hz to keep things airy, then auto filter set up to sweep, optional wave eatable or frequency shifter for tonal character, then saturator with drive in the 3-6 range and dry/wet around 40%. Add a subtle grain delay with grain size between 25 and 40 milliseconds, spray around 10 to 20, feedback around 10 to 20% to give motion. Use redux lightly, maybe bit reduction in the 6-12% feeling, and finally glue compressor on the group bus with attack around 10 milliseconds. Release 200 milliseconds and ratio 4-1 so levels remain consistent. Automate the riser for drama. Open the auto filter cutoff from around 300 Hz up to 8-10 kHz across the build, adding resonance in the 2-4 dB range near the peak. Automate simpler transpose up by +12 to +24 semitones over the last 2-4 bars to get that classic pitch climb tension. Map saturator dry/wet to a macro so you can sweep saturation into the drop. Drum fake and chop techniques. Take a syncopated rolling break, a classic jungle break or your loop, and warp it in beats mode at 174 BPM so transients stay tight. Duplicate that loop onto a new track called Break Chops and slice it to a new MIDI track. Use transient slicing or fixed 1/16 slicing, so you can trigger pieces with MIDI. Insert a gate after the drum rack and set it so the loop becomes more staccato. Start with an attack of around 0.5 milliseconds and a release between 50 and 100 milliseconds. Then automate the threshold upward during the build, so the loop turns progressively more chopped. Add beat repeat for glitchy stuttering. A tense configuration for a 1-bar fake out is interval set to 1/8 or 1/16, grid at 1/32 or 1/64, snap turned on, decay around 1.0, and chance ramping from 0 to about 80% in the final bar. Map a beat repeat on /off or chance to a macro so you can dial it live. Use arrangement moves that bait the listener. In the 2 bars before the drop, keep kick and snare, but reduce bass and low end by automating a EQ8 low frequency cut. In the last half bar, mute the kick or reduce it to a tiny click that sets the expectation of a huge downbeat. Then either cut everything to a minimal percussion and a tiny filtered tonal element for the fake, or go into a micro drop silence. Snare and hi-hat rolls. Make a perk rolls track and program a snare roll across the last bar using 1/32 or 1/64 notes with rising velocity. Put that through compressor sidechain to the main kick so it breathes. Add auto filter with a band pass and a subtle LFO on the cutoff to give movement, or use utility width automation to change stereo image. Humanize these rolls by nudging timings slightly with groove pull swing or manual tiny shifts. Keep a bit of swing and feel. Don't make every note perfectly gridlocked or the groove will die. The micro drop or silence moment. On the final beat before your real drop, automate hard cut. Group your main drums, bass, and synths and automate the group utility gain to drop to negative infinity for the length you want, typically a 16th to an 8th note for a micro drop. Replace that silence with one eerie element, a single low filtered sub transient, a tiny distorted hat, or a conch sample placed off grid. Route that element to a return with long dark reverb and a long delay tail so its tail breathes through the silence. If you prefer a less absolute cut, hollow out the band from 20 to 200 Hz with EQ8 and aggressively reduce mids and highs so the track feels hollow rather than dead. That often reads as more cinematic and avoids losing club energy completely. Macro controls and automation lanes. Create instrument or audio effect racks on both the riser and the break bus. This audio version is shortened for playback.